wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This hour is an eclectic music program comprised of stuff that I've discovered lately that I really enjoy. Just a general appreciation of music in many different forms. And I have an excellent show set up for you today. I had last week off due to a drive that was going on here at the studio, and so I have a bit of a backlog. And I want to start off the show with a song that really reminds me that there's so much music out there nowadays. It's kind of insane. And I've been really trying to find new stuff lately, really recommit myself in 2017 to listen to more new music, just constantly go out into the big wild that is Spotify and find new stuff that it'll send to me. And they sent me a song called Not a One by a California band called The Young Wild that I had heard before but had completely forgotten about. And I really like it. I either had heard it before or it sounds an awful lot like something else, but I think it was, no, it just kind of came and went a few months ago. But it's really great, so I want to kick off the show with that. I have so much more coming up, so please enjoy, stay tuned. And yeah, this is Not a One.
Thinking they can't protect us from the crowd. They won't knock the surface. I'll make a run right for the coast. Together in the great unknown, my love. Together in the great unknown. They're never gonna take us alive. Until they spill blood, so we're never coming back again. Now I'm drying your eyes at every quarter mile. Take my helping hands. Together in the great unknown, my love. In the great unknown. You're never gonna take us alive. Take us alive. No, not a one, no.
Welcome back. That was The Young Wild with Not a One, which is a single of theirs. I believe they have an EP either just released or soon to be released, and I hope to hear much more from them in the future. So I want to... Normally I play like three songs in my first set, but I wanted to really move into my first monologue, I suppose, fairly quickly on this show, and that's on pop music. And once again, and I bring this up once in a while, the inherent subjectivity of music and therefore the inherent arbitrariness that is music criticism. Because as a college radio host, especially, and a bit of a hipster, I admit, it's very easy to get really snobby about music. It's very easy to surround yourself with people who are snob. And there are all sorts of snobs. There are very nice snobs. There are very mean snobs. There's the, like, way on the end of the spectrum that is Pitchfork. No one should really pay it. Like, Pitchfork is usually wrong if you think in your heart, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. And it's very easy, especially with the huge amount of music that's out there, all of these subgenres, and the way that the music industry has changed, especially since the advent of the internet, it's very easy to say things like pop music is bad. Pop music sucks. It has no quality. It doesn't, you know, it's just noise. This is wrong, my friends. There are certainly popular, a lot of popular music, which I don't really like, other people do. There's some popular music that I quite enjoy. I have absolutely no beef, for instance, with DNCE's Cake by the Ocean, which is it's a wreck of a song, but it's really fun, and I just kind of like it. Pop music is a weird, weird genre, and it's only gotten weirder since the internet, because while it's been easier than ever to disseminate music, to find new music, the way that the mainstream recording industry has changed has really kind of propelled, you know, there's this one universe of the Miley Cyruses and the Designers and the Drakes and, like, all the stuff that you hear on commercial radio. And then there's, it seems sometimes, a completely different parallel universe of everything else, especially of indie music. But pop music is not that one first universe at all. It's still a genre, and it's a genre that I think it's very easy for people who, again, are self-professed music snobs to kind of put down, to forget about, to really subgenre and subdivide things out so much that, you know, it's very easy, at least for me, to forget that pop music exists as a thing, and it's really good sometimes. Good pop music for me is music that just bypasses all critical faculties and goes straight for the feels. There's a reason why, for instance, the four chords of pop music work. There's a reason why you keep hearing similar things come up, and it's because it's tried and true. And bypassing critical faculties isn't a bad thing either. You can still enjoy something critically, but be drawn to it because it just sinks its hooks into you and yanks from, like, the chest area, and you can't stop listening to it. This happened to me recently with Marina and the Diamonds, for instance. But all of this is actually bringing me to a local band called The Catherines that I discovered last week and fell instantly in love with. I found them on Spotify. They happened to be having their album release party last Friday, so I went and I had the incredible pleasure of seeing them perform live. They're incredibly talented trio of women, two sisters and a friend, a lifelong friend. And they have an album out called To Bring You My Heart, which is just everything that pop music should be. It's so good in ways that words just kind of fail. You just listen to these songs. You're like, yeah, this is pop music. This is really good pop music. And so I'm going to play the first track from To Bring You My Heart. I'm probably going to play them quite a bit in the coming weeks, months, whatever. I'm hoping to have them on the show as well, because I know good music when I hear it, and I want to spread it around. And the Catherines have so much potential. So, yeah, they for people who are, you know, they're fairly young. I think they're just starting university at the moment. And they've really created something that I was shocked that they didn't have other albums before. It's an incredibly mature sound. So, yeah, I'm going to play Cherry Lips by the Catherines. After that, the title track from The Familiar Wilds, Things We Forgot, and a piece from Twin Rains' Automatic Hand, all here on this poppy version of Particles and Waves.
Don't care if you like me, don't care if you like me, don't care if you care. And I adore you, but I only like you when you're not there. Get up off of your horse, tell me, baby, are you coming down? Power's electric, power's electric, you wear it like a crown. Cherry lips, red wine, on a silver platter, got a one-track mind, but it doesn't matter. You know what I want, playing God like they only left to flatter. Is my mind crying?
We color the walls to under. LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The next one is this Wednesday, January 25th.
Friday, January 27th, Nardwar the Human Serviette is opening up the Video Vault.
Come hang out at CITR to see Nardwar play clips from his interviews and talk about his experience working in radio and getting his start at CITR.
This event is co-presented by CITR, Discorder, and the UBC.
And if you've got a burning question for Canada's favourite interviewer,
this is your chance to ask it.
I'm
You just heard a song called A Swim. It's the first proper track by Twin Reins off of their Automatic Hand album. Before that, Things We Forgot by The Familiar Wild off of Things We Forgot the album, and Cherry Lips by The Catherines off of To Bring You My Heart. So while I was at the Catherines' CD release party, they had a couple of really great openers, one of whom was one of the members of the band Japanese Girls. And he was a really, really great solo performer. So I figured I would also give a shout out to Charlie and to Japanese Girls as a band and play a track of theirs called A Comprehensive List of Things I Love. I'm going to follow that up with some Pang Attack and the Pack ADs, so stay tuned.
She said to leave, she said to go, I know. said to leave, she said to go, and no. She said to leave, she said to go. She thinks she found the mother lode. She likes me better when I'm stoned. I like me better when I'm stoned. She said to leave, she said to go. She thinks she found the mother lode. She likes me better when I'm stoned.
Away, wasted outside.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That song was called Yes, I Know. It's by the Pack AD off of Positive Thinking, which was a short lister, or I guess on the long list for one of my favorite albums of last year. Very, very good sort of punk songs by a Vancouver band. Before that, Frailty Revisited by Pang Attack off of North Country Psychic Girls, a track that amuses me greatly because I think I'm the only person on the planet who actively and intentionally remembers Denial Revisited by The Offspring, which generally I like that song, I think, the most of theirs. And at the top of the set, A Comprehensive List of Things I Love by Japanese Girls off of their album Divorce. I'm making sort of, kind of, a last-minute switch, I guess, and gonna play two songs by the same artist in a row. I was talking a little bit earlier about the wonderful thing about pop music, which is that it kind of hooks straight into you and really pulls on a very visceral level. There's a saying that talking about music or writing about music is like dancing about architecture, which is that, yeah, it's really hard to actually describe the way that music makes you feel. You can talk about, if you're someone who knows, you know, about chord progressions and composition and all of that stuff, you can very easily break that kind of stuff down. I know very little about it, which makes, you know, being something of a music critic or at least a music fan just a wild ride of a time. But yeah, at some point, music just stops being logical. So that's kind of where I want to go here. Actually, I think I'll only play one. Anyway, I'm playing a Good for Grapes song. I think it's only going to be one. But Good for Grapes is another local band that I love, and I feel like weirdly love for their fan base is small-ish, but I'm a very loud voice within it. They've released two albums. This track, A Worthier Man, is one of my favorites off of their first one, Man on the Page. And yeah, they really epitomize the folk side of just losing your mind and succumbing to just feelings about music. So I really wanted to play that. I've been listening to them a lot lately. I find them very, very comforting. After that, I've got a track by Tons and a track by Tim the Mute. So I hope you enjoy those.
I am called, enough is enough. Either land or sea that you row. We're far too young to hold our own. To hell with the glass that aids us to read, telling the words that we long to be. Far too young to hold our own. Fast as you can. Would you mind if
No, I am not worth your time, your trouble.
Satisfaction. knock on a door and remember it all. An hour straight of pleasing the ghost. When it's been sated, nobody knows. When it's happy, nobody knows. When it's unhappy, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Out of sight.
Thursday, January 26th, CITR is hosting our annual 24 hours of student power from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. CITR will be broadcasting a full day of radio broadcasts, discussions, musical performances, and interviews with UBC students. Tune in to hear special programming from Thunderbird Eye, All Access Pass, Babe Waves, interviews with student clubs like the Bike Kitchen, the CVC, Improv, and more. Plus, there will be three live performances by student bands, Either Or, Mirepoix, and Cursor. Tune in or come hang out on Thursday here at CITR.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making
it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That previous set, in reverse order, Draining by Tim the Mute off of the album Take My Life, Please. Before that, To Your Satisfaction by Tons off of their self-titled album, and A Worthier Man by Good for Grapes off of Man on the Page. And I'm coming into what's going to be the last song of today's show. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, and Radio Freethinker is up next. But first, Elbow. I don't know how many people really know Elbow as a band. They're a British band. They've been around for a while. I really intensely love every song that I like by theirs is not just like, it's adoration. I listen to them over and over again. So many feelings. The songwriters really have a hook in my heart in that same exact way. The visceral pleasure and joy and just emotion feels everywhere, basically. And it's always been this way. As I go back and forth over their discography, which is a pretty impressive, I think they've been around for at least, 10 years, if not longer. 2001. So they've been around for over 15 years. But it's their 2008 album, The Seldom Seen Kid, that I want to focus on today. More specifically, one song, which I used to own The Seldom Seen Kid. I played Grounds for Divorce a lot, which was kind of this very, very funky, very cool song of theirs. And a little, there were some other ones. I somehow completely missed this track. And I think it's because the beginning of it didn't really hook me. And I can sometimes be a little bit impatient with songs. I'll sort of skip around and see if I hear anything that I really love. But for some reason, I never did. And then a couple weeks ago, it came up on a playlist that I was listening to, and I just haven't been able to stop listening to it ever since. So it's a long song. It's about 6.5 minutes long, but it's so worth it. Every single second of it is so beautiful, especially the last half, which is just a good example of how a song can build and build and build and end in a place that you didn't really think it would be going at the beginning, but you're so glad that you were on the path with them. So that's how I'm going to end this Particles and Waves. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. And please enjoy One Day Like This by Elbow off of The Seldom Seen Kid.
I wink, I did. laugh politely at repeats. Yeah, kiss me when my lips are thin. 'Cause holy cow, I love you out. And only now I see the light. Yeah, lying with you halfway, stumbling over what to say.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ing